This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Derek Chauvin, guilty on all counts.
Maybe there is light at the end of a very dark tunnel.
New star reaction.
I did not expect to be that emotional.
Good luck in prison, Derek. You'll need it.
Plus, Prince Harry back in California. Does that mean royal reconciliation efforts are off the table?
Well, it is indeed a very somber birthday for the Queen, of course.
Then, Bridgerton's new star, Kim Kardashian.
What are you doing here?
Why she's being invited to the set as her close friend Chrissy Teigen spills details about the Kimye divorce.
It's honestly a shame that it didn't work out.
Plus, A-Rod's social media move to get J-Lo's attention and...
Oh my God, see, you're gonna see what a nerd I was.
Grant Show, a side of the 90s TV icon you've never seen before.
E.T. starts right now.
There have been a few select moments in this country's history where the nation pauses and everyone turns to their TV screens.
Yeah, Neil Armstrong, the OJ trial, 9/11, and now Derek Chauvin.
Yeah, and reaction is pouring in from everywhere. What is the atmosphere like in Minneapolis?
Once that verdict came in, it was jubilation, hashtag happiness.
Three guilty verdicts were read in Minneapolis.
I have nothing to say. I just have everything to feel.
We're going to celebrate today, but tomorrow we got to keep on.
Listen, you're a TV pro, but you're also a human being. How did this affect you covering this George Floyd trial and the verdict?
Well, I have to say, you know, I had a little moment before I went on the air yesterday. All of a sudden, Kevin, I started boo-hooing like a five-year-old. You don't realize how much you're holding up inside until it just breaks through.
What did Oprah think when you told her the verdict was coming?
She said, I knew it was going to come in today. How could you possibly know it was going to come in today? She goes, no, I just felt it.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty.
When we heard guilty, 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 your first feeling was what? Relief.
Oprah was also overcome with emotion. She spoke to Minneapolis activist Nakima Levy Armstrong after the verdict.
Tears began to roll down my face. Yeah, I will have to say that too, Nakima. I started crying and I did not expect to be that emotional or still this emotional about it.
What was it like being there as this verdict came down?
I was so nervous.
CNN's Sarah Seidner is still processing the emotions of the last 14 months. She's covered the pandemic, civil unrest, and Chauvin's trial.
I don't know how to feel about anything. It's all jumbled up inside.
How do you go forward, and how does the country move forward, in your opinion?
Man, I don't even know how I'm going to move forward. So I don't know how the country moves forward. But I know one thing. It will. It's going to take some work, hard work, but we can do it.
She is one of my favorite people on this planet.
Two words, the best.
That's it. By the way, if you get a chance, check out the Oscar-nominated short, Two Distant Strangers.
Oh, absolutely.
It is on Netflix right now.
Absolutely.
And it really fits this moment and this time.
For sure.
All right, let's move on to royal news. Happy birthday to the Queen.
Her Majesty turned 95 today, but one family member jetted out of England before her big day.
ET has confirmed Harry has left London. Yesterday, his SUV was spotted arriving back home to Meghan in Montecito, California.
He didn't stay for the Queen's birthday. I don't think too much should be read into that. It's not a snub. Prince Harry was meant to be returning to LA on Monday, and he actually gave himself another 24 hours in London.
Her Royal Majesty released a message of gratitude for her birthday, saying, quote, "While as a family we are in a period of great sadness, it has been a comfort to us all to see and to hear the tributes paid to my husband around the world." Today, William and Kate paid tribute to the late Prince Philip by visiting the Air Training Corps in London. The Duke of Edinburgh served as Air Commodore-in-Chief for 63 years. As for the status of Harry's fractured relationship with Prince Charles and William, it seems there is still much healing to be done.
There's clearly still a lot of hurt, a lot of resentment, and a degree of mistrust, I think, on both parts. But I think the hope is that come July, when we are hoping to see the brothers stand once again shoulder by shoulder to unveil the statue in memory of their mother, that the relationship will be stronger.
Yesterday on Watch What Happens Live, Chrissy Teigen revealed she has developed a surprising friendship with Meghan Markle over their shared experience with pregnancy loss.
She had written me about baby Jack and loss. But yeah, she is just as kind as everyone says she is.
Did you speak to her after the Oprah interview?
Yes. I mean, very eye-opening.
Did you hear a stutter?
Do I really answer
right,
that?
Right, am I supposed to do that? But Chrissy also gave us an update on her friend, Miss Kim K. And our friend, Rachel Smith, is here in the flesh. I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, I am so happy to see you, too, all the way from Nashville. But back to Kim. It has been 2 months since Kim officially filed for divorce from Kanye West. And Chrissy Teigen revealed Kim didn't go into that decision lightly.
Kim gave her all for everything, and it's honestly a shame that it didn't work out. I saw them being a forever relationship, I really did, but I know she tried her best.
A source tells ET, Kim has been doing her best to be social, go out, and take care of her children, but she is definitely still getting used to her new norm. Also helping Kim get through the divorce, these TV royals.
We're sort of like a Regency Kardashians. We're very OTT. Where the Bridgertons have good taste, you've got the, I nearly called us the Kardashians.
Last fall, Bridgerton's Nicola Coughlin told us that. And she just went a step further, tweeting at Kim. The Kardashians were a massive inspiration for the Featheringtons, and we talked about them all the time during our fittings. The Shock Super fan replied, "What? I am freaking out. Can I please come to a fitting? It would make my whole life." With season 2 filming underway, Nicola told Kim, OMG, yes, of course, we would love to have you.
We must meet her.
Now to Kim's sis, Courtney, going next level with Travis Barker. Travis, who've been together for about 4 months, shared a hug in Laguna Beach as Courtney saw his romantic message for her 42nd birthday. A source tells ET, Courtney is happy, and the Blink-182 drummer is 100% all in and totally sees a future with her. As for ex Scott, we're told Disick is still trying to get used to it. Now to A-Rod's nod to J-Lo on daughter Ella's 13th birthday. With 80s hit Forever Young in the background, Alex shared two sweet pics of his ex with Ella.
My girls adore Jennifer.
A source tells ET, J-Lo's kids are sad about the breakup, but ultimately want what's best for their mom. We're told Jennifer has been doing her best to keep her head up after issues with wedding plans and trust issues ended things with A-Rod.
Now, J-Lo is still shooting Shotgun Wedding, and we've also learned she's doing self-care practices to balance out her spirits. All right, Mets, riddle me this, my friend. Besides being Batman, what do Ben Affleck, George Clooney, and Robert Pattinson all have in common?
Well, they are handsome, they are talented, and they all have amazing hair, let's face it.
Hey, I gotta agree with you on all fronts there, buddy, but they've also all worked with Anna Kendrick.
Ah, that's right. She has had some impressive co-stars. Now add Mr. Daniel Day-Kim to that list. The duo head to space in Netflix's new sci-fi thriller, Stowaway, and that meant wearing the required uniform.
We only have enough oxygen board for three people.
There's no way for all of us to survive.
Tell me about the gear. Was it heavy? Was it weird to act? Weird to perform in this stuff?
Well, to this day, I'm not sure if Daniel just saw like how hard of a time I was having and was pretending to have a hard time just to make me feel better. Because he's buff. Those spacesuits are no joke. Heavy, uncomfortable.
Anna, Daniel, and Toni Collette are on a 2-year mission to Mars when they discover an accidental stowaway on their ship. Shamir Anderson went totally method for the role.
I actually slept in the compartment which my character got discovered in every morning before going to set, just to really feel it and understand it.
They made the functional module almost half the size.
Hey, that's not helpful.
The sci-fi thriller, which drops tomorrow on Netflix, was actually shot in Germany. Anna and Daniel got in some bonding time offset.
We had a couple of nights out.
That's
that
true.
I taught you a soju bomb.
Yeah.
Which is a clear alcohol that is a kind of a weak vodka that is the kind of national drink of Korea.
It didn't feel weak.
And still ahead. On set with Tom Cruise, how he's making sure Mission Impossible stays Mission Possible.
Thanks for coming to say hello.
Then Ellen teams up with Scott Foley.
It's gonna blow your mind.
A look at their new competition show.
Can't believe I'm doing this for you.
Plus, our iconic Leading Men of the 90s series continues with Melrose Place star Grant Cho.
Icon.
Hey everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
She was begging for more pain pills because she was still in pain and the nurse was like not giving them to her. So she starts offering up tickets to my show. Like, what about the Christmas 12-day show?
Ellen recounting the craziness inside the hospital when Portia got her appendix taken out. What I love, Matt, is that the nurse didn't give in.
It's a good thing I wasn't the nurse working that day.
Because you would have taken the tickets,
those
right?
Tickets, those are good tickets.
You're doggone right.
And now it's back to work. Ellen has a new furniture design competition show hosted by a man from Portia's past, Scott Foley.
This show is going to blow people's minds.
How did that all come about? It's so cool, man.
Obviously, I've done Ellen's show, and her wife, Portia, and I were co-stars on Scandal for a little while. She reached out to me and said, would this be something you're interested in doing? I had a bit of hesitation because I've always been able to hide behind a character, right? So it was, I was sort of flying blind, but it was such a great experience.
Let's light it up.
When I sort of set out on my own, I didn't have a bunch of money. I'd go to the hardware store or the lumber yard and I'd, you know, buy some plywood and make a coffee table, or I'd buy some pine and I'd build a bunk bed.
Besides hosting, Scott is also a judge on Ellen's Next Great Designer, which debuts tomorrow on HBO Max. The winner takes home $100,000.
I have never thought of this as furniture.
Of course, Scott's career really took off back in 1998 on Felicity.
Sorry, oh God.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Felicity, right? I'm Noel.
Is there a world where Felicity lives again? I mean, that would be amazing.
Felicity was such a specific show because it dealt with a specific period of time in those characters' lives, right? You know, freshmen in college through graduating college. A few years ago, the cast got together for a panel, a discussion on its 20th anniversary. I missed working with them, and I'd give it another shot.
Well, there you have it. Scott Foley's in. Let's give the fans what they want, little Felicity.
I'm sure my man Scott Speedman will be back in.
Has to be.
He has a nice little hoop game, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he does. Speaking of reunions, will this wedding party get back together?
I cannot wear this dress.
Bridesmaids marks a milestone. Maya Rudolph reveals her favorite moment that never made the movie.
The movie changed quite a bit.
Then Grant Cho drops a bombshell. The Melrose Place co-star he didn't want to work with.
I asked him not to hire her.
Really?
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Thank you. Hello, you're all beautiful here.
Tom Cruise, alongside co-star Hayley Atwell, greeted well-wishers while shooting MI7 in the UK. Tom, so good, even posed for a few socially distant selfies. Ooh, did you see Tom? He's slightly backing up there. He's like, nope, gotta keep it 6 feet, man. Now, Tom and Hayley were shooting an action scene from a train. That is so cool. MI7 is scheduled to hit theaters May of 2022.
We've been waiting for that movie for so long, but could the wait be over for another Bridesmaids? Michelle and I want it so much we dressed like the movie poster today.
We did. And I got bride colors on.
I was gonna say, might mean something. Now the comedy classic is turning 10, and Maya Rudolph is ready to celebrate.
If you have to pick, do you have a favorite memory from filming, a favorite scene you guys did?
I would say the bridal shower with the cookie and the puppies.
No, no! She does not get a party favor. She does not get a dog.
The movie changed quite a bit. So originally there was a whole sequence where we went to Vegas and there was a stripper scene that got cut, but we prepared for the movie by going to a male stripper club, which I'd never been to and haven't been to since. Character research. It was delightful.
Well, I just talked to Kristen and Annie and they said if schedules would allow, they'd love to get everybody back together.
Oh, that would be amazing. Let's hope.
Are you up for that? Would you do another Bridesmaids or something else with those ladies?
Sure. I mean, I guess it wouldn't be called Bridesmaids. Maybe it'd be called like Old Ladies or something. I'd be down.
Well, now Maya's got a family-friendly movie hitting Netflix with her SNL pal, Beck Bennett. She voices the mom in The Mitchells vs. the Machines, saving the world from a robot apocalypse. Comedian Abby Jacobson is her daughter. Beck, he's an evil robot.
The last humans must be here somewhere. Wait.
They're coming.
In one word, how do you think you would handle a robot apocalypse?
I think I maybe would survive in the shadows.
Like you'd be the one like, be like, hey, psst, come here. And you'd like raise something up and there'd be a whole little underground world.
Abby, can I join you? Now we go from that movie to one of the most delicious TV dramas of all time, right, Nichelle? Yep. Melrose Place.
I can hear the theme song in my head right now. The show turns 30 next year, y'all, but we are going to pre-party tonight. Our iconic leading men of the 90s TV is feeling all kinds of love for Mr. Grant Show. So we are here in Atlanta because we have this series, our iconic leading men of the 90s. And so you...
This is news to me, okay?
I wish you didn't have to sleep on it to come to that decision.
You're waiting for someone to tap you on the shoulder and say, we made a mistake here, pal. It's not you.
Let me just say this. When we first saw you on that motorcycle, that was iconic,
but
sir.
But see, now that wasn't me. That was Jake. I wasn't like that. I was like kind of a dorky guy.
Well, at 59 years old, Grant is just as hot and humble as ever. Audiences were first introduced to Melrose Place's resident womanizer, Jake Hansen, in 1992. When he showed up in Aaron Spelling's other show, Beverly Hills 90210.
Looking good.
Yeah, it's almost finished.
I was talking about you.
What do you remember most about your time on the set of Beverly Hills 90210?
You know, I remember like building a gazebo in the back of Jenny Garth's character's house, and I was so young. I don't really remember much about it.
Well, that's when E.T. first met a then 30-year-old Grant during his first E.T. interview. I actually just want to play you just a clip from an early interview that we did.
Oh my God, you're gonna see what a nerd I was. Still am.
I was kind of about walking on that set with all those kids who are sitting on top of the world right now.
And I was just wonderfully surprised at how down to earth and how well they treated me.
Wow. What do you think of that young man?
He's faking it real well. You picked a good clip, thank you.
On July 8, 1992, Melrose Place made its much-hyped premiere on Fox. And for five seasons, Grant's character pretty much hooked up with every lady in the complex.
Well, whatever happened to Love Thy Neighbor?
That's cute, Jack.
Come here.
But here's a behind-the-scenes secret I did not see coming about his on-screen romance with Joe, played by Daphne Zuniga.
And you know, I asked them not to hire her.
Really?
Yeah. It's terrible of me. Daphne and I both went to UCLA at different times. I was in New York at a restaurant and she was at a table. So I went over and I introduced myself. I said, you don't know me, my name's Grant. We both went to UCLA. We have a lot of mutual friends. And she just looked up at me and she went like this. No.
The real Jake.
So I was like, I do not want this person working with me.
No, calm down.
No, I'm not going to calm down.
But thank God they didn't listen to me and they hired her. And I love her and we still talk.
I got to ask, if you ever think about a reboot or a revisit, and would you do it?
Some of the girls from the show have been talking with Fox about doing something. So, yeah, of course I would. I'm pretty busy doing Dynasty and love Dynasty.
You ready?
I'm having so much fun right now, I can't tell you.
Well, marriage isn't always picture perfect.
Catch Grant on May 7th when season 4 of Dynasty returns on the CW. Can you tease something about this new season?
Someone dies.
Come on.
Someone you care about.
Ah, no! Oof, are y'all ready for that? Because I'm not. Now, tomorrow, from L.A. Law to NYPD Blue, our iconic leading men of 90s TV is celebrating the fabulous Mr. Jimmy Smits. Is he ready to return to his primetime roots? You'll find out. Well, let's keep these exclusives going now because coming up, inside rehearsals of The Masked Singer.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Seashell has the panelists fooled on The Masked Singer, and this exclusive peek behind the scenes will not help you. This is the first time Fox has released rehearsal footage, which is kind of cool.
I love this. We get to see Seashell practicing her moves to a Tiffany classic for tonight's show. Mask, gloves, not an inch of skin showing. Even the hoodie says, don't talk to me. And I hope that this rehearsal pays off because two celebrities are going to be unmasked tonight during a special 2-hour episode.
Not ready to come out of that shell yet. Can you say seashells?
No, she shells, she steps.
Good night, y'all. We're going to get this together.
Bye, everybody.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.